Protection against the snares of the devil. Protection is one of the special influences which the medal of the Patriarch Saint Benedict possesses, and which may be the principal object for which God have given this sacramental to the faithful. The power it possesses to frustrate evil's stratagems. We here mention a few facts that will do more than merely interest our readers. They will suggest to them what they themselves may do, so if they ever find themselves in circumstances which today are anything but impossible. In 1839, a celebrated magnetizer, who had performed incredibly wonderful things in different towns in France, where he advertised that he was going to give public performances, he took about all these different places a young girl on whom he exercised his mesmerism, and he drew crowded audiences by the extraordinary effects he produced on his poor victim. In the town of which we are now speaking, he attracted an immense crowd by his advertisement. The lecture was to be given in a very large building which anciently had been a church, but had been turned to profane use long before this. The hour came, but nothing that the magnetizer did had the slightest effect, and the girl remained unmoved by all his passes. The audience was dismissed, and the money returned to those who grumbled at being disappointed. A few hours after, placards were plastered up all over the town, announcing a second meeting at such an hour in the town hall. But this time also, the lecturer could do nothing, and after all this trouble and expense, he stole away from the town. Next day came the papers with their scientific explanations of the failure. One would have it that the room had been too hot, another that the gas was too much turned on, and the rest, of course, none of them assigned the true cause. A nun, who happened to hear of the proposed lecture, and knowing that the church is opposed to the practice of mesmerism, resolved on thwarting the operation of the lecturer, so far as they had any connection with the devil. All she did was to hang out of her cell window a medal of Saint Benedict, and beg the intervention of the Holy Patriarch. The result was what we have related, and the prince of the power of this air, as the apostle calls Satan, was vanquished. In the year of 1840, a town council proposed to widen one of its streets, though it was already quite wide enough for the traffic. The measure was carried, and it was resolved that they should pull down a large portion of a church dedicated to Our Blessed Lady, and much frequented by pilgrims. In order to carry out this plan, they began to build a partition wall to the whole length of the church. Our Lady's altar was within the part to be taken down, and therefore was to be destroyed by this whim of the street commissioners. The wall had risen 20 feet, and one can imagine the mess and confusion in the church caused by the masons. A gentleman, who was passing through the town, was grieved to see such a sad profanation, and going up to the statue of Our Lady, which had been brought from its own place, into the portion of the church which was to be spared, he put a medal of Saint Benedict on the pedestal. A few days after, the town surveyor, who had been mainly instrumental in this measure, died suddenly. His successor, when coming to inspect the works, soon perceived how totally unnecessary such a change was, even were it not a desecration, and stopped the works. The next day, he went before the town council and submitted to its consideration so satisfactory a report upon the matter that the first decision was revoked. The wall, which had been almost reached as high as the ceiling, was taken down, and the people saw their dear old church given back to them. In one of our French towns, a certain gentleman of high position placed over some most important works had in his employ a man whom the enemy of all good made use of as a tool to lessen the influence of his master. All hopes of his amendment had been abandoned, and the evil increased day by day, when someone in the establishment put a medal of Saint Benedict over the framework of the room door of this man who had proved so mischievous in his position of trust. From that time forward, to remain in the room became next to impossible for him. On the 20th of March 18th, at 12 o'clock, the hour at which the first vespers of Saint Benedict were ending, on account of it being Lent, he threw up his employment, and on the following day, which was the feast of Saint Benedict, he quitted the establishment. Not far from the city of Rennes, there was a café and billiard room kept by a good Catholic family. For some years they had noticed strange symptoms of the place being infested with demons. When there was no one at the billiard table, noises and voices were sometimes heard, as though there was a very large party playing. Pieces of furniture were changed from place to place in the house without any one of the family touching them. Doors opened and shut, apparently themselves, and a strange noise was heard in the bedrooms. One Christmas night, the servant had gone up to the attic to get herself ready for midnight mass, when she found all that part of the house filled with a thick smoke, in the midst of which there was something which she could not lay hold of, moving to and fro. She screamed, hurried out of the place, and fainted. But these strange appearances were frequently happening, and of course kept the inmates of the house in a state of continual alarm. They had got many masses said for the dead, and had had the house blessed with the formula prescribed by the church for these occasions, but up to that time all had proved ineffectual. Nothing, therefore, remained for the inmates of the house but to abandon it, though it was quite new, and they had hoped to find in it a convenient and comfortable home. A pious woman spoke to them about St. Benedict's medal, and persuaded them to make use of it. They began by putting it over every door in the house, and immediately all was quiet. But they had not thought of placing the sign of salvation in the doorway leading to the cellar, and all the fury of the evil spirits seemed to concentrate there, so great was the noise and disorder which began to be heard from that quarter. The medal was put there also, and the influence of Satan seemed to at least have entirely quitted the house, not, however, without seeking his revenge by there and then taking possession of the person who related all this to the writer. Cruel indeed were the sufferings which a devil caused his victim to endure both in body and soul. This person, however, obtained, after some time, deliverance from this terrible trial by following the counsels of an enlightened director, who recommended the poor sufferer not to be afraid of the devil, and to pronounce frequently the holy names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. In the year 1863, a community of nuns who kept a boarding school noticed that the first glass lamps in the study place and those in the refectory of the boarding school were by turns broken. The drinking glasses of the lay sisters in like manner were found broken in the refectory drawers. No system of supervision was able to bring to light the cause of the mischief, which was of daily occurrence. This state of affairs lasted for several weeks, when the idea came to the mind of one of the sisters of having recourse to the medal of St. Benedict. The nuns put this medal in the lamp and in their drawers, and forthwith the accident ceased. But what was more astonishing still was that the lamps which lighted the galleries and the other rooms of the house were now attacked in their turn, and the breakages began again worse than ever. They only ceased after the sisters had taken the resolution of employing the same means which had been so successful in the study room and refectory of the establishment. Then at last they were freed from all further annoyances.